I slept for almost 24 hours and it taught me so much in regards to my health, my mental health, my understanding of life and just what's going on. So I went to sleep yesterday at, I got off work at 8 a.m. Took me about an hour and a half to get home. When I got home, I kind of fixed things around. I would say estimatingly around noon. And from noon until 6:30-ish, I think closer to 7, yeah. It was like 6:45. I woke up at 6 a.m. So from 12 noon on a Tuesday, the 26th of November, 2019, to the next day, November 27th, 2019, I woke up at 6:45 a.m. I say that it's almost 24 hours because 5 more hours after that would have been noon, so I was hitting that 24-hour mark. And I woke up in bed, I was still a little dazed. I promise you, I still could have slept another 5 hours. And I just slowly started waking up. Of course, I used the bathroom. I did my morning prayer and my morning exhortation and declaration. And, you know, I did watch a Netflix film. And so, you know, doing all these things by now, which is 9 a.m., on November 27th, 2019, I now feel like, oh, okay, I feel awake. And I remember after the movie, just a few minutes ago, after finishing it, I looked down on my feet. The day before, my ankles were swollen. Oh my gosh, it was scary swollen. My legs were swollen. I tried to keep them elevated at work. And then a supervisor came over and was like, what are you doing with your feet on the chair? And so I took them down. Not my two favorite supervisor. It was the morning supervisor. But anyway, I, you know, finally wake up and I look down at my feet. And I'm like, guys, the swelling went down. The swelling's gone. There's, you know, nothing puffy around my ankles. I can see the bones, which is kind of interesting. My thighs, things went down a little bit, but mainly my calves. Like, you guys, I thought that I was gaining muscle, but that was all swelling. Oh, it was really bad. It was really bad, really scary. And since my dad has had bad health in regards to swelling legs leading to blood clots, I had to be very careful. And my sister had the same thing happen to her swelling legs. I think it's just in us women who get swelling legs. I don't know why, but they went down, and it's very happy. I'm very happy to see them go down because my body's back into itself and very happy. I still feel like I have a ways to go, but I just wanted to come on here just to talk about the help of just shutting down. As INFJ, we can keep going a lot. And if our goal is to rest, to gain back our confidence, to gain back our knowledge, to gain back our well-being, if we're moving about, specifically just for work, because I work two jobs, so I work from back to back, I'm on my feet constantly for 5 hours straight in one job, and I'm sitting almost for about closer to 8 hours on another. And so working about 13 hours a day where I'm not resting my body, and there's 24 hours, and you know, you don't want to sleep for technically I'm as about, I would say about 15 hours just going, oh no, 16 hours almost total of work, having transportation, going back and forth. So then there's 24 hours, so that leaves me about 8 hours left. And if I'm supposed to sleep for 8 hours, that's negative. So let's say I sleep for 4 to 5 hours, and then I'm eating and trying to finish up on task for the other two, that leaves me 1 hour of just doing nothing. So that's how my time spent as an INFJ, trying to survive right now. And I can totally see on my days off, my body really needs the rest. In fact, I almost fell asleep for, 24 hours almost. It's definitely shown how it can benefit me just to rest my body. And it's taught me that one, my body appreciates the rest. Two, it allows me to come back to me. And three, allows me to enjoy the things I once done for so long and appreciate for so long. Like right now, I'm getting ready to do some yoga, and I'm really excited. And so I'm finding that love again of movement, and you know, I'm stretching out my body, want my body to breathe easier. It's gonna be fantastic. So I just wanted to come on and say that, you know, sometimes we think sleep is such a bad thing. Like, oh, I sleep when I'm dead. I feel like coworkers have said that, or I just gotta keep going, just keep moving. We do need to rest our body, and as a society, we don't do that because our days are filled with work primarily and survival, and it's really sad that we can't become a society, specifically in America, where we can just rest because we're trying to keep up, not with the Joneses, because I'm very simple, but just trying to keep up in general. All right, thanks, friends. Hopefully you had a wonderful day, and hopefully you have a wonderful tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving for those. Well, not even Thanksgiving, huh? Happy Thankful Day, I like to call it. Because there's a lot of history behind Thanksgiving that's not very positive. But happy Thankful Day, and hopefully you find some thanks. And if not, I hope that you find peace. And happy hibernation.